Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf Yud Ches. We're holding four lines from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins in the middle of the line. Ashkechon mechusar begodim shtuye yayin minolan. What is the Gemara going back on? You remember at the beginning of our parak that we learned a couple of days ago. When it comes to Kabbalah Saddam, we had a long list of individuals who are disqualified from doing the Kabbalah. And if they did the Kabbalah Saddam, they passed the Avoidah. He started off Kol Hazvachim, Shekiblu Domon, Zor, an Oinein, Atvul Yoim, and a Mechusar Kippurim, U Mechusar Begodim. Aha. So Mechusar Begodim, a Kohen who's not wearing his four Big Day Kahuna, or not wearing all of the Big Day Kahuna, what's the Halacha? Possible. The Avoidah is possible. How do we know that the Avoidah is possible? So going back to yesterday's Gemara, if you remember, roughly 60% down the Amud, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, Mechusar Begodim, you know, how do you know Mechusar Begodim is passes the Avoidah? Amr Bavu, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amatav Bishmei, the Blazer, Amr Bishimen, the Amakor, it's in the Pasik. V'chagarta oisam avneit aron uvana, v'chavashte lehem mikbois, v'hoisu lehem kahuna l'chukas oilam. So the Gemara said that when they put on their avnetim, when they put on their mikbois, v'hoisu lehem kahuna. What means v'hoisu lehem kahuna? They weren't kahanim until now. Zok Yomar Bizman Shabigdayim Aleim Kunosim Aleim Ein Bigdayim Aleim Ein Kunosim Aleim. When you're wearing the royal garments of the Big Day Kahuna, you're a Kohen. You're not wearing the garments of the Kohen, Bisna Nishka Kohen. And you have the status like a Zor, and just like a Zor is possibly a Voida, that was the first one in our Mishnah, a Kohen on a Begodim is like a Zor. Of course, this doesn't apply to all Hilchas Kahuna. Just because he takes off his Big Day Kahuna doesn't mean he's allowed to go and marry a Grusha. But we mean the Gabi Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, without his Big Day Kahuna, he is a Zar. That was the first limud. And then the Gemara quoted a Braisa. It's Kedai to go over the Braisa because we're going to focus on this Braisa for the next few lines. And then the Gemara says, I'm looking at five lines from the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Are you learning it from that Pasuk of V'hoyselahem kahuna l'chukais oylam? Ay, mihosam nafka, the son you have a braisa, minayin l'shtuya yayin. Shtuya yayin means people who are drunk, drinking wine. How do I know shim avad chila? What happens if this person went and did the avoida? He's machal the avoida. How do I know? Tam aloy miyayin v'sheikh ra'al teisht, atu v'nach itach, b'voyechem ala oyl moye v'loy samusu, chukas oylam l'doy roysam. Aha. By the way, the Rambam says this in answer to questions that people asked yesterday. Sure. The only din of shtuye yayin that chas v'shalom the person gets misa b'voyachem al oil moyed v'loy samusu. It's only if a person drank yayin which caused him to become shikur. However, the person drank beer or he drank schnapps, he drank liquor and he became shikur. Although it's also to do the avoida, he only gets malchus, he doesn't get misa. Misa is only for shtuya yayin. Anyway, how do I know shtuya yayin shem ovad chila is machal de avoida tam aloyim yayin v'sheikh al teisht ulahavdol ben ha-koydush u ben ha-choyl? Right after this pasuk yayin v'sheikhar, the next pasuk says lahavdol ben ha-koydush u ben ha-choyl. What do I see from this? That a shtuya yayin that does the avoida makes it choyl, he's machal de avoida. Okay, so that's...
I'm just a little confused.
What are you confused?
I understand what is possible. What is the pshat that is mechalel de avoidem? I mean...
That's a synonym to possible. Mechalel de avoidem means that whatever he's working on, the carbon that he's working on a shlamim, mitan avoim, mitan oila, tziachatas, tzianoshim, he's mekabel de dam, and he is mechusse begodim, he's not wearing all four begodim, this carbon is possible.
Chilel and possible is the same.
Same thing. The reason why we use the term chilel because we're quoting the pasuk in the Torah, uvena choyl. And other times it says v'lo yichaldu. So you quote the pasuk, it says chilel. But the chilel of avoida means that this carbon is possible. You take the possible, you take the carbon which is possible now, and you take it outside the base of Migdash, and you have to go and burn it. But anyway, good gefragt, but that's the answer. Chil means possible.
Because there are other times where the carbon is, he would have to give the carbon again, but you can still eat the food.
Okay, that's right.
That's Shalom. I'm saying like there's different terminology.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So that's mechusav. That's the din of yishtuya yayin. So we had so far mechusav begodim passels the carbon based on the pasuk v'hoisel lehem kohuna, the pasuk that we had before. How do I know that shtuya yayin passeled the carbon from the pasuk that says l'hav ben kodesh ben achoy? And then the price continues. Mechusav begodim v'shloi rochatz yidayim v'raglayim minayin. How do I know mechusav begodim? How do I know shloi rochatz yidayim v'raglayim? How do I know that the avoid is possible and the carbon is possible? It says Gemara Talmalei mechuka chuka l'gzeira shava. I have three times the word chuka l'gzeira shava. What's the three times? The pasuk v'yayin v'sheicha the shtuya yayin says at the end of the pasuk chukas oylam l'doyre secha. The pasuk that we had before the chagar to oisam avneit. And finally, each one of these two can use the term and therefore I learn one from the other. That what? Just like by shtuya yayin. It passes the avoida, the carbon is possible, machal the avoida. Same thing applies to the din of mechusar begotten. Frank Dimar is what I need to psukim for. Says Dimar. Kasav, and if I only have ime hosim only from the second posik, then I'm learning it chuka chukam shtuya yayin. What would I say? Hani mir avoida de zor chayvala amisa. Only the type of avoida where if a zor does it, chasa shalom, there is misa. Why would I think it's only in the case of avoida de zor chayvala amisa? Because the posik of yayin b'sheicher says, yayin b'sheicher al teisht atu v'necha itoch, so I see that there's a din of Misa. So I would think that this halacha of the mechusar begodim, that when does it passel the avoida, when is the carbon passel? Only in a case of an avoida shechayev alei Misa. Avoida shechayev chayev alei Misa, a maloi. I would think that there is no din of avoida psula, that the carbon becomes possible. Kamash malon, that's why I have to have the first basic of v'hois lehem kahuna v'chuka soylam, even by Kabbalah Saddam. Kabbalah Saddam is not an avoida shezor chai v'leam misa. Which avoida is the zor chai v'leam misa? So we brought Rashi yesterday, Zrika, Akhtora, Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin. All of them are avoida tama, but things like shchita and things like Kabbalah Saddam, Hoylocha Saddam, there is no din of misa chas v'shod. Kamashvula. Says the Gemara, the bottom line is now Ashkechon Mechusa Begodim. I now have two separate psukim by Mechusa Begodim. I have one pasuk that I learned that chuka chuka from Shtuya Yayin by an avoida Shiesh Bo Misa. And then from the earlier pasuk, Vahoyislam Kuhuna, the chuka soilam, from that pasuk Lam Kuhuna, even if it's an avoida She'ein Zor Chai Valea Misa, in both cases, the avoida is possible. Frank Dimara, Shtuya Yayin mean Nolon. How do I know Shtuya Yayin that you have both of those? Meaning, the pasuk of Shtuya Yayin only talks about Bavoyachem al Oil Moir Veloisa Musu. So if you have a person over a Shikr, and he's doing the Avoida, for instance, of Zurika, which is an Avoida Shechai Valea Misa, because that's an Avoida Tama, here the Avoida ends. Aha. There the halacha is, it's hassled. But how do I know, for instance, if he is doing the Kabbalah Zadat, which is not an avoida shiyesh oleha misa? How do I know there too that the avoida is possible, the carbon is possible? Minalan. We learn now backwards in the other direction. Just like mechusa begodim, we already established has the din not only in the case of zor chayvala misa, but even in the case she'ein zor chayvala misa. That's the first pasuk of chagar to oisam avneit arnuvanov. There mechusa begodim, it's a zor ein chayvala misa, but nevertheless it passes the avoida by a carbon, by Kabbalah Saddam. So therefore the same thing applies now to the Shtuya Yayin. The Shtuya Yayin, if he is Oisik, for instance, in Kabbalah Saddam, how do I know that he would get, that he would passel the Avoida? After all, his Pasik is only a Bavoyachem al Oil Moid Veloisabusu. So I learn Chukah Soilam Dere Seichem. Here it says Chukah, there it says Chukah. So I'm learning now the din of shtuya yayin from mechusar begadim, which is interesting because now I'm having a role reversal. The braisa begins, I know the din of shtuya yayin. How do I know mechusar begadim? I learned mechusar begadim from shtuya yayin. Now the Gemara is saying is that I learned shtuya yayin from mechusar begadim. Ase chuka chuka mechusar begadim. Frank Timara, 1 second. Vatana ulehavdil bein ha-kodesh uvein ha-choyl. From the Vegoyme, that's what the Kanasiv law. That was the original Mekar. When we started off the Braisa, how do I know that Shtuya Yayin? Im Ovad Chilal, how do I know? From the Pasuk Lahavdu Ben Akoyish Ben Achoyl. And now you're telling me I'm learning it up. Chukah, Chukah, from the din of Mechusar Begodim. Says, Ima, that's Mekami Delekim Zereshova. The beginning of the Braisa Taka started off from the Havdu Ben Kodesh Ben Achoyl. However, once the Braisa continues on, Mechus Begon, Shloi Rochas Yedayim Relay Minayin, Chuka Chuka, oh, once I have Chuka Chuka, I no longer need the original Pasuk of the Havdu Ben Kodesh Ben Achoyl, because I'm going to learn up all the halachas now from Mechus Begon. That just like Mechus Begon, any type of avoda that he does, it has to be Dafka Bebigde Kahuna, otherwise the avoda is possible. Same thing by Shtuya Yayin. That makes no difference which avoda is, not only an avoda sheyesh leal misa, even avoda sheyesh leal misa. I learned chukah chukah from Mechus Begodim that it passes the avoda. Frank Tigmorietz. Vahatana Mechus Begodim, Vahatana Mechus Begodim, Hudaka Yalam Shtuya Yayin. When the way I learned this price, I want to know the din by Mechusar Begodim, I'm learning it from Shtuya Yayin. And now you're telling me that I'm learning Shtuya Yayin from Mechusar Begodim? You know, make up your mind. What the Braisa means to say is minayin shaloi nachlek. It says nachlek, but inside it says shaloi nachlek. Be mechusa begodim eshtuya yayin v'shaloi rochas yudayim v'raglayim. How do I know that these three are indistinguishable? That all three of them have the exact same halacha? You know how I know? Tamaloi mechuka chuka legzeira shava. I learn up a gzeira shava one from the other. Yeah, but I'm learning now the din of shtuya yayin from mechusa begodim. And the Braisa says I'm learning mechusa begodim from shtuya yayin. And therefore, says Rashi, we have to read the Braisa totally differently than the way we read it until now. We have to go and learn the Braisa, that in fact the Braisa itself is teaching us that Shtuya Yayin we learn from Mechusar Begodim, and not Mechusar Begodim learning from Shtuya Yayin. And Rashi goes through the Braisa almost word for word. If you look at the first of the middle wide lines here, right underneath the end of the Gemara, v'hotana nakte the gzeira shava mechusa begadim hu diyalefa mimishtuya yayin v'leishavke liarche. You're not going and learning the normal path and the normal mahalach. You're saying it just the opposite, because the Tana says you learn mechusa begadim from shtuya yayin, and now you're trying to learn shtuya yayin from mechusa begadim. Everything was vachikam as a trashi minayin shloy nachloik la'olam loylam melef mechusa begodim mishtuya yayin asa. The braisa, although it sounds like on the surface I'm learning mechusa begodim mishtuya yayin, that's really not the pshat in the braisa. Ela melef shtuya yayin mechusa begodim, it's just the other way around. I learned shtuya yayin from mechusa begodim vachikam. I learned from the earlier pasuk of the Havdu Ben HaKodesh Ben HaChol, which today we were talking about an avoida tama and avoida sheyesh leal misa, because the pasuk says bavoyachem al HaKodesh v'lo yisamusu, bavoyachem al oil moir v'lo yisamusu. There it's talking about an avoida sheyesh leal misa. How did I know that? That shemes chalus b'shikrus minayin shulein nachloik b'machus b'god l'shtuya yayin. As was, tichi heich the mechus begodim, kol avoidois of psulais, because I have that earlier pasuk, the chagar to oisem avneit, which ends off a hoislehem kahuna lechukas oilam bizman shemigdeim aleim kunasim aleim, and that pasuk is not talking about misa, that's talking an avoida across the board. So just like mechus begodim kol avoidois of psulais, how do I know after yain vishlo yachet leirochet yidayim v'raglayim that the same halacha applies, kain, that avoidois are psulois, even by an avoidois she'ein oleha misa, ta'amaloi mar chuka chuka. Aha. So based on what the Gemara is telling us now is, this is a total role reversal of this price. Not that I'm learning Mechus Begadim and Richot Yidayim Raglayim from the din of Shtuya Yayin. I'm learning the din of Shtuya Yayin Mechus Begadim. As vos, that just like by Mechus Begadim, I have a pasuk which is not talking about Davka Avoidois Shiyesh Olem Misa. It's talking about any Avoidois. V'chagart Oysam Avnei, put on your gartel. Aharnuvonam. V'chavash Lem Mikbois, put on the hat. V'hoislam Kahuna L'chukas Oylam. And now you have your Kahuna, unlike the Gemara Darshan. Bizmaj Vigdeim Aleim Kunosam Aleim. But without your Begadim, Ein Kunosam Aleim, you're like a Zor. L'gabi all Avoidois across the board. Now, how do I know that the same thing applies to the Shtuya Yayin? So I originally brought this pasuk of Lehavdu Ben Kodesh Ben Chol, but that's only talking about an avoida sheyesh la'amisa. How do I know even the Gabi Shara avoidas? Oh, I learned a chukah chukah from Mechusar Begadim. But once I'm learning for chukah chukah Mechusar Begadim, I no longer need this pasuk of Lehavdu Ben Kodesh Ben Chol, because Ma'adach, I'm learning from the din of Mechusar Begadim. That even an avoida she'ein oleha misa the carbon is possible. Certainly in a case of an avoida where yeshula misa the chabad apostle. So I don't need this pasuk lahavdu ben kodesh uvein ha'choil. Freit yetz the gemara el lahavdu lamali. What do I need that for? Says gemara lekede rav. What's that, the rav? The rav lemoikim amoir alei miyoy metovu lechavrei mishum shikrus. Rav was very careful that if on one particular day of Yontif, for instance, on Leil Yontif, the first night, or on the first day of Yontif by Kiddush, or whatever, if he drank a little bit too much, L'Kovid Yontif, naturally, what would be? Then he would not give the shir until the next day. Rav Le'moikim Amoyrele, that means he wouldn't call the Maturgimen to get ready to give the public drasha or shir, Miyem Etav L'Chavrei, from one day of Yontif to the next, Mishom Shikros, because of the Chshash, that he was shikr, and therefore he's learning it from this pasuk, the havdu ben kodesh ben achol. Now, this pasuk, the havdu ben kodesh ben achol, is talking about the avoid of the Beis Hamikdash. What does it have to do with Rav giving a drasha? However, the next pasuk in the Torah, right after the havdu ben kodesh ben achol, it says, Ulahoyrois es b'nei Yisrael, eis kolachukim. Oh, what does that Ulahoyrois come to tell you? Says Rashi in Chumash, Limeit she'osr shikr b'hayra. Oh. That Lahoyrus has come to tell you that if a shikr is there, he cannot go and give psak halacha, he can't go and say hayra. And apparently when Rav gave a drasha, he didn't just go and say drush, but he also wove into it divrei halacha. And therefore, he's concerned based on this pasuk of the Havu ben Kodesh ben Achoyl. Ulahoyrus is b'nei Yisrael, make sure that you're not shtuya yayin, that you're not shikr b'shas, he's giving the drasha. And that's what you learn from these psukim. Good, so with that we've now concluded the parsha of the Shtuya Yayin, and now we know the original Makar from the Mechusa Begadim, and Freit Digmar yet, that's the Makar from Mechusa Begadim. I have other psukim, other Makarais. What other Makarais do I have? Akat Miyach Nafka. That's how I know Mechusa Begadim, Mehazam Nafka. Venosla Meneharna Koyin, Eish Al Hamiz Beach. Darsh Digmar, why does it have to go and say Bnei Aharon HaKoyin? Doesn't everybody know that Aaron was a Kohen? Bekihunai, it's telling you when is Aharon a Kohen? When he's Bekihunai. What size Bekihunai? Limit al Kohen Godel, Shalavash, Big the Kohen Hedget, the Ovad, Avaidasai Psula. If the Kohen Godel wore the four begun on the Big Day Hedget of the Kohen Hedget, the Avoid is possible. Why is it possible? Because he's Mechusar Begodim. He's supposed to wear 8 begadim. He's only wearing 4 begadim, mechusa begadim, the avoida is pasul. Oh, so I know it now from this pasuk of Aharon HaKohen b'kihunai. So what do I need this earlier pasuk, the chagar to oisam avneit, v'oislam kohuna l'chukas oilam? So ma'im mihasam, if I would only have the first pasuk, the pasuk of yesterday. The pasuk bechad to oisam avneit have a min ani min avoida de ma'ak v'kapara, an avoida which is crucial towards the ultimate kapara. Av avoida de ma'ak v'kapara loy, but I would think something which is not ma'ak v'kapara doshenish. How do you define an avoida she'ein a ma'ak v'kapara? Says Rashi, this pasuk v'nosam neharan akoyin eish al hamizbeach. This is not an avoid mechat me'akev es kapar. Obviously, you cannot go and have any haktoris aymerin or haktoris evorim on the mizbeach unless you have a maroch. And for maroch, of course, you need wood. And for the wood, you need a fire. Alis is emes. But that's not considered to be an avoidim akfe kapara. It's not one of the shchita mit kabbala sadam, mit tailocha, mit zrika. It's a very, very preparatory, premature type of avoid. It's like a hachona to hachona. It's not the avoid itself. Rashi leik nechtsu nochavart. Rashi says you don't even need the nesinas eish shel hedjoit. It's mitzvah ba'alma, shar yesh sham eish shiyordim na shemoyim. The truth of the matter is you didn't need the bnei aron hakohen to go and bring and put eish ala mizbeach, because the mizbeach was already lit up from the eish min hashemoyim. As a mitzvah, about a mitzvah is a mitzvah. But it's not an avoida, which is ma'akev kapara, and that's why the pasuk has to tell you that even there, make sure to go and wear your big day kehuna.
Also, we learned that if the emorim are not burnt, the zrik finishes.
It's machaper anyway.
So it's not an essential.
The burning
of Emorim is only a mitzvah. It's not an essential that is
me'akev. The Gemara brought it 3 or 4 times. It says, Oshem hu? And the Gemara says, yeah. What does that come to tell you? But here, it's only talking about the achak Torah Semurim. The whole lot of Torah Semurim is not me'akev nekapara for the karm. It is in kirach, and it presents. You want to go and bring. So Mr. Friedland is giving us further reason to say that this putting of the eish is not ma'akev kapara, because if he didn't even do the Haktoris Emorim at all, it wouldn't be ma'ak of the kabbara. It's certainly not putting the fire on. Shkoich, very good.
How come the Gemara doesn't break this down?
Mokim hinichu lechem lezkader boy. The Shporch wanted to give you an opportunity to run like noch a chiddish, noch a hezber, noch a gishmak of art. Break the Gemara. Ve'akatim yehocha nafke. I have yet a third pasik. Mihozim nafke. Who's the other pasik? Ve'orucha b'nei harna kehanim. Now, here it says, Aron HaKoyhanim. The reason why the previous pasuk said, B'nei Aron HaKoyhein. And here it says, B'nei Aron HaKoyhanim. Because there, the Koyin is modifying Aharon. These are the children. So if you put a comma after the word B'nei. B'nos B'nei. Who are the B'nei? The B'nei Aron HaKoyhein. Here, it goes together. The B'nei Aron HaKoyhanim. The B'nei are the Koyhanim. And what do I darshan from this HaKoyhanim? HaKoyhanim B'kihunam. That the kahanim have to be fully dressed with their big day kahuna. And mikan the kohen hedjin. Shilovish big day kohen gadol. The other way around, the kohen hedjin, instead of wearing less than his 4, he wore more than his 4. He's wearing the 8 big day kohen gadol. V'yavet avidosei psula. Because it's got to be bikihunai or bikihunam, their big day kahuna, and not aharna kohen's big day kahuna. So now the question is, isn't this also a posik that's being megalad if you don't wear the proper begodim that the avoid is possible? So now I have yet a new pasuk, and the Gemara gives what lechayit is an easy answer. Only rai that I have from the previous psukim are that if you are missing begodim,
mechusar, literally
mechusar, that's what mechusar begodim means. Here I am miyuter begodim. Kamash malon. That's why the pasuk Gemara comes to tell you that the din of yitur is just like the din of chiser. Kol ha-moisiv gareya. If you're moisiv, you're megareya. And therefore, Dr. Gemara, that's why in all cases, the avoda is psula. So make sure, if you're koin gadol, that you don't have too few begodim. And make sure if you're koin hedjit, you don't have too many begodim. Mechusa and meyuter both have the same din. Kamash malon. Fine. Now we're going to continue on weiter in Hilchos Yitur and Chisur Begodim, but not in wearing too many or too few, but in wearing too long or too short, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. Tan Rabban, state in the Braisa. Hoyu Mirushalim. Mirushalim means that the big day kahuna were schlepping on the ground. It was just too long. The Torah says, Midoy Vad. And the Gemara Dash is a midoy vad, it's got to be kimidosoi. So if the koin is a relative shorty, and you have a long baguette, no good. It's possible. Or that's not good lichatchila. The Gemara is going to tell us about avidosi ksheira. But lichatchila, it's got to be midoy vad, not too long. Since Mirisholim, it's too long, no good. Mr. Lachman, if it's too short, no good. Mishuchokim, what happens if they're already slightly worn out? The avad he does the avoid, avad also ksheira. The avoid is kosher. The chadchila don't do it, but if you did it, avoid is kosher. On the other hand, lovish shnei mechlasayim. If you put on 2 pairs of pants, two michlasayim, or shnei abneitim or two kaiplach, chizerachas, or he's missing one, yiterachas, an extra one, oishoisale reti al makas psore tachas bigdoi. Now here is more of a chatzitza problem. A retia means, Rashi says, a plaster. Plaster means a bandage of some sort. On makas psore, he had a wound, he put on a bandage, and that bandage is on part of the flesh, which normally would be touching the bigdoi kahuna. So it's a chatzitza. It's tachas bigdoi. Oy shehoyu top of the amid base mitush toshim, or the bigdoi kahuna were dirty. Rashi gives an example betit, but it doesn't have to be dafka betit. Even with blood, even with other things that soil the beged, oy mikuroim, or if the beged was torn. And Rashi says even if there are chadoshim, brand new begotten, but they're torn. The yovani did the avoda, but also psula the avoda is possible. Now the focus of the next Kemat, the whole Omid, is going to be on the first part of the Braisa. First price part of the Braisa said that if they're Mirusholim or Mesulokin, it's kosher b'dieved. This, by the way, responds to a question that Barry asked when we were learning the Mishnah, that we said that the Mishnah says not only these people, a Koyin who is a Zoritz, and Oinin Mechusse Begodim, not only is he possible to do the Avoida, however the Avoida, not only that, but the Avoida is also possible, the whole Karm becomes possible. So you asked, is there a difference between one and the two? Is there something where the Kohen is not allowed to do it, but if he did it, it's still kosher anyway? And we said, yes, the Mishnah gives at least one example by Smoil, according to Reb Shimon. How Gemara now is giving other examples. If the Kohen is wearing begodim which are too long, or begodim which are too short, no good, midevad. The Torah says it's got to be kimidosa. However, if he did it, midevad avidosoi kshay. But as we'll see in the Gemara now, it's not so simple. Because Omer Yudah Mishmuel, Mirushalim are Shalim, yeah, like it says in the Brisa, Maskim, then Mesulokim are Psulim. If they are Mesulik, means if they're too short, it's possible. I have any more Batani, Mesulokim Shalim. Is Shmuel arguing on the Brisa? Omer Bechamim, no, Machloikis, Loikasha, Kansha Silkan, Ayude Avne, Kandalesnehu, Meikara, Klal. Both cases, the word Mesulokim means that they are gesundheit. They are removed. They are uplifted from the karka. One case is talking about the reason why it's removed from the karka is because it's gesundheit. It's just too short. This coin is a 6 footer, and he's wearing a beged which is meant for 5'10", 5'8". It's just too short. If it's too short, Zokta Shmuel, possible. Not only is the coin wearing improper, inappropriate begadim, the avoided that he did is possible. You gotta go and bring a brand new carbon. No good. Carbon is no good. Where did the Braisa say that Misulokim is kosher? There it also says that it's short. It's talking about that it's really kimidosoi. It's the proper size. No problem. It's silken ayide avdek by the fact that he's wearing his belt, the gartel. The gartel tends to bunch up the beged somewhat. Now it looks short, but if you tell him, you know, straighten out. If he pulls the beggar down, he doesn't allow for the bunching. It would be kimidosoi. And that's what the Bryce is talking about, that it's kosher, which is silken al yideyavnet. Naturally, the beggar is long enough. Because of the avnet, it gets a little distorted, it gets a little shortened. That's when the Bryce is said that it's kosher. Kan, I, Shmuel, that says, Mesulokim Psulim, the less the meikara kalal, it's just too short. Fine. Therefore, what is the Bryce talking about? Silkanite the avnate, it was shortened as a result of the belt, and that makes it kosher. Makes it kosher. Rav Omar Echazeb Yechazepsul. Rav says it makes no difference between Mirushalim or Misulokin. In all cases, it's possible. Now here there are two dots. Over here, the two dots are inappropriate. Because the Gemara continues on. Rav Huna Ikl Argiza. Rav Huna came to a place called Argiz. Romalei Bar Ushpezichne. So now the son of his innkeeper, of his hotelier, his host, asked the following question. We just said, Miyomer Shmuel, Mirushalim Ksheirim. Misalokim Psulin, Vatani Misalokim Ksheirim. Romalei. So Rav Huna answered him back. Bar Mino Dahide, Kasha Nishka Kasha. The Shani Rambacham already gave an answer earlier on top of the Omen in the fourth line. Like Kasha, Kancha Silkan, and they update. Kandalesnu Meikar Akla. Zayigit. Now the question is, El Rav Kasha, Chodok Shver on Rav. What Shver on Rav? Rav said that both Merushalim and Mesulakin are possible. The Brisa says both Merushalim and Mesulakin are kosher. So the Mesulakin, we were already Mesalik. We already took care of that Kasha. Rami Bachamas Teres. But what are we going to do according to Rav by the Merushalim case? Vachitayma. Maybe you're going to give the same type of analysis. My Merushalim, Mesulakin al yedei Avnet. The Avnet Megiz Gaius. El Mesulakin Kasha. So what is the Gemara trying to do? The Gemara is trying to go in for Enfa that Rav is also consistent with the Brisa, just like Shmuel was consistent with the Brisa. So how are we going to figure out that they are consistent? The Brisa, when it says Merushalim are kosher, they're too long. You know why it's kosher? It's talking about that it was bunched up by the Avnet, and the result of the bunching up by the Avnet, now it's exactly his size. It's not too long. It's a good Eitzah. A Kohen has a Beged which is too long. Kohen bunch it up by putting on the Gartel very tightly. That'll hold it up. And now it's kosher. And what is Rav talking about? Rav's talking about that he didn't put the Gartel so tightly, and therefore it's still schlepping, or maybe even made it tightly, but it's so long that you mit the bunching up, it's still schlepping on the ground. That's when Rav said that it's possible. Ah. So therefore, Rav is now saying that the reason why, according to the Brisa, it's kosher, it's because it's bunched up, and therefore, even though technically it's too long, by the bunching up, that makes it kosher. So Rashi leitzu avart, that as a result of the fact that you are lifting it from the ground, the Gemara uses the term avnet megiz ogiz, or megiz gayiz. What does that mean, says Rashi? Kol silik shayidei avnet, even though this fellow is 5'10", and the beged is 6 feet long, so therefore it's 2 inches too long, by going and bunching it up through the using the gartel, it's as if I cut off those 2 extra inches, and now perfect, it's a perfect size. And that's what the Bryce is talking about, that when you cut it down to some, by bunching it up, it's as if you're, megas guys, as if you're actually cutting it. So now that...
I mean, not to ask too much of a practical question, but aren't the garden supposed to be directly against your skin,
mm-hmm.
and you can't even have the wind blow it, so if you bunch it up, you're going to have a piece of material that's folded over and it's not touching your skin.
Mm-hmm. So what are you getting? Is Mindamina Chotzeis?
Okay, what is that him?
I'm sorry?
He's asking what Mindamina is Chotzeis. In other words, if the bunching up is that you have one layer of beged on top of another layer of beged, well, that would be a chatzitza.
It's
the
same beged. It's supposed to be lying against your skin. So here you have a piece.
Every the Maisi, you are talking about the wind that goes in between. That's going to be tomorrow's Gemara. So perhaps Gemara is going to deal with that. We'll have to see in Mitzvah Hashem, starting almost at the wide lines. Perhaps the Gemara will address it. But at least at this point, according to this teretz, Sefem for Rav, on the case of Merushalim, we have to say that the Braisa is talking about that the Beged is taka too long. The reason why it's kosher is by the bunching up through the Avnet, it's as if Megas guys, as if we cut off a piece of material, and now it's Midoivad, now it's Kimidosoi, now it's fine. But says the Gemara, that will for em for the Kasha on the Merushalim, El Mesulakin Kasha. Now I'm going to have a problem with the Mesulakin, because I have the same Kasha. Rav says Mesulakin are possible. The Braisa says Mesulakin are kosher. How did I for it earlier, like Rami Bar Chama, that the Braisa is talking about that the reason why it's short is because it was Silkan Al Yidei Avnet. In other words, really it is Kimidosai, it's the proper size. The reason why it looks like it's short is because the Avnet bunched it up and pulled it up. Ah, and that's why it's kosher, because it's really the same size. Well, 1 second. The correct size. Didn't you just say now that as a result of the bunching up, it's as if it's megas guys. It's as if you're cutting off a piece of material, now it's kimidasai. So if that's the case, if the case of misulokin means that it's really long enough, but guess what? As a result of the bunching up of the avnet, it appears short, then megas guys, then it really is short, because you deem it as if it's being cut. So then the misulokin shataka be pasul. In other words, meman of shach. What is bunching going and accomplishing? If you're saying that it accomplishes, that when it's pinked good in size, And now, as a result of the Avnet shortening it, because it bunches it up and makes it remove from the garment, that's okay, that's right. As long as the original size is the correct size, it's kosher, even though it looks like it's short, this is just a fantasy, it's just your imagination, it's really long enough, because it's just the Avnet bunching it up. Aha. So therefore, the Avnet doesn't affect any way, shape, or form the status of the Beged. If the Beged is long enough, it's still long, even though it appears to be short. Ah, so now let's talk about the Mishalim. Mishalim is too long. Now, if you're going to go and bunch it up, if using that same concept, that same approach, it only looks in your eyes as if it's the correct size. The truth of the matter is it's too long. The reason why it looks like it's a proper size, because it's being bunched up. So why do we say that it's kosher in the Brisa? It's too long. It appears to be kimidosai because it's bunched up, but it's really too long. Ah, so you're going to go and tell me the reason why it's kosher in the Brisa is because as a result of the bunching, it's as if we take a cut the beggar down to size. So then by the misalakan it should be possible, because by that bunching up, it's now shorter, so I'm cutting it down to size, and now it's too short. So, manavsha.
Why do we have to, we deem it, in one case we deem it as if it's trimmed, in the other case we don't. We rely on its original length. Why do we have to be consistent? We're using a legal fiction anyway. In one case we're applying it to our advantage, in another case we're ignoring it.
A beged has to be kimidose. Question is it kimidose or not? So, if it started off kimidose, and now it's shortened as a result of being picked up, is it still kosher or is it not still kosher?
It is.
It's still kosher because the fact that it's long enough.
Facts are the facts.
Okay, so what happens if it's too long and now as a result of the avnet it's bunched up, it appears to be the correct size. Would it be kosher or not?
We're deeming it through this mega's guise that it is.
Didn't you say a moment ago the facts are the facts? I mean, you're being inconsistent. It's one or the other. Either the avnet trims the beged and shortens it, or the avnet leaves it the way it is. So, therefore, either in both cases, it should be kosher, it should be basal, but to go and use this bunching up to make it shorter, to make it kosher when it's too long, then it should basal it when it's kimidosa, and now it's shortening it. If you're telling me, nah, come on, it's the proper size. Then by Mishalim, it's too long. You know, it's one way or the other. Gemara holds that you can't go and be posech al shtei tzeifim, it's one or the other. El misalokin kasha, Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Chodotani. Rav doesn't learn two separate cases in the Brisa, Mirushalim and Misulakin. Rashi said that Rav learns the Pshat in the Brisa, and it's all one case. Mirushalim shesilkan ayidei avneid arksheirim. If you have a beggar which is too long, and now, Baruch Hashem, it is the right size, because silkan ayidei avneid, so the avneid is make his guys, it goes and cuts it down to proper length, and now it's kosher. But in a case where it started off with the proper length, and now as a result of the silik me'al gabe karkai de avnet, it's too short, that could be possible, according to Rav, and according to the Brisa, because the Brisa is not addressing that shaila. The Brisa is only addressing one case, Amrushalim shesilkan ayidei avnet. Amrav Yirmiyah midifti, Mirushalim shaloi silkan tanoi. If the beggar is too long and he was not misalikid from the ground, where the chayit everybody agrees it's possible, it's a machlokes. What's the machlokes? So we're going to bring a raya not from big dekuna but from tzitzis. The sanya says in the tzitzis al arba kamvis chuscha asher techasimba. What's the full lashon of pasuk? Number one, gedilam tasaloch al arba kamvis chuscha asher techasimba. Make sure to go make gedilam put tzitzis on you for the arba kamvis. Aha. So Darshan Gemara, it says Arba Kamfik Suscha, Arba Vloy Sholosh. If you only have a three-cornered beged, you're a potter. And that's why you see that some of the Litvisha that have these langarok, that they have the long jackets that they wear, long coats that they wear, to make sure that they don't have a problem with tzitzis. So one of the corners they round off, so it shouldn't be squared. And as a fact that it's rounded off, then it's potter and not tzitzis. Anyway, so bottom line is arba kamfes ksuscha, arba v'lei sholish, four and not three. Freitimoy einay ela arba v'lei chamish. Maybe it's come to tell you that if it's three corners, you do need tzitzis. Four corners, you do need tzitzis. And the arba comes to exclude a five-cornered beggar, that there you don't need tzitzis. Says Marcus Shuaim, it says in the pasuk, al arba kamfes ksuscha, asher techasaba comes to include haribales chamish omur, comes to include a five-cornered beggar, that also requires tzitzis. Freitimoy mani mekayim, Arba. The pasuk begins out Arba kanfisuscha. Arba v'lo yishalish. So therefore, I have basically a miut and a riboy. The miut is Arba v'lo yishalish. Asher dechasiba Arba and also chamish. Maybe it should be the other way around. Five includes four. Yesh b'chlal masayim mana. If you have a sholish kanfos and you don't four, then you're missing one. So you have to have a minimum of four. So five includes four. Three doesn't include four. A lady, it's very simple. So that's the first price.
But chomish you need to put in all five.
That's a very good question that you're asking. In the Shulchan Aruch it says that if you have a five-cornered garment, you only need to put it on four of the five corners. Because the Iker is al arba kanfei tzuscha. All the ribuy of Asher Techasibo is telling you that if it has five corners, it's also mechuyev in tzitzis, but only on the four corners, not on the five corners. However, the Tzayin Kudashim in fact argues with that. So it's a machloek. It's been a Shulchan Aruch. It's gepaskind, like you're saying, four out of the five required tzitzis and not the fifth one. But then you have another brisa. Al arba kanfei tzuscha. Arba v'loi sholosh, arba v'loi chomesh, only four, not three and not five. Aha. So what is the mandiyama that holds four and not five? My la ba'kemifagi. The marasava yesa kimanda ise dami, or marasava kimanda lese dami. One mandiyama says that even though there is more, but I can look upon it as if it's less. What does the Gemara mean to say? Remember, we spoke about the Merusholim, Shesilkan Al Yedei Avet. The real, true size of this beged is too long. However, I can do a fix by using the term that Barry was using before, a legal fiction, that as a result of the bunching up of the Avnate, I deem this beged, which is really too long, to be the proper size, because the Avnate lifts it up in the air, and now it's no longer too long. Ah. So the Gemara is saying, although the beged of five is not a beged of five, let me look upon it that since it includes four, so it's four plus. But that additional plus doesn't bother me. Mashenke in the first man yomar, or the second man yomar says, no, the extra does bother me. And that's the machloikas between the two. Can I look upon a five-cornered beged as really being a four-cornered beged? No, chabisala. If you look at the Rashi, Mar Sovar, actually about halfway down the Amid, Mar Sova. Man de pata balas chomei sova lo yamrinan yeser kiman de lesi dami. I don't say that more is like less. Ela kiman de isihu. I see the balas chomesh. I see that it has five quarters. Likarila basarba. It's five, it's not four. The dreimishka kub, it's five. Uman de machayev, who holds it, you do need to sphere late. Yeser kiman de lesi dami. Even though it has more, you deem it as if it has the four. Because for Torah purposes, I don't need the fifth one. Okay, so it's an extra one. Who cares? I don't need it. Ignore it. So Mirusholim, also the same thing is by being able to go and lift it up. It's the correct size now. Okay, it's stuck it too long. But as though to the Avnate, it's fine. So maybe I can...
And that's part of the purpose of having that. That's the proper way to wear it.
And with the Avnate to go and lift it up?
Why do you wear a belt? It's a normal way of wearing things.
That's 100% true. The question is, what happens if a person decides to be a little funny, and instead of going and wearing the belt around the waist, he wears it around his chest. So then, that's why I bought a belt, to hold the pants in place. But look now with the pants. The pants are, everybody thinks he's wearing shorts, because it's much too long, much too short. Really, it's the proper size. So that's the same thing over here. Avada, you can go and tighten the abnate such that it should go and lift it up, but if you wear it normally, presumably it would just stay lying on the ground. Anyway, so can you be toila the halacha of the Mirusholim Ayidei Siluk? Actually, Gemara is talking about even Shaloi Silkan. Whether this additional 2 inches, 5 inches, whatever material, do you say that hassles the beged? So we just like we see by the case of tzitzis. The one man, the Yomer, says that as long as it has four, I don't care if it has five, six, seven, that makes no difference. I got four, it's kosher. See, so here too, it's midoivat, this extra material, okay, it's still kosher. And the other man, the Yomer, says no. They're just like a five-cornered beged is no good because it's not four corners. So this beged, which is to his size claws, it passels it, because it's supposed to be as to his size and not more than that. So the extra corner is the extra beged, the extra material on the big day kahuna. L'chayr, it's totally in this machloikis. I look upon that extra fifth corner as being there, and therefore it patels you from tzitzis. I look upon this extra yarn, this extra beged on the bottom of the big day kahuna, the extra material, and therefore it passes the beged. No, I have what I need plus extra. Don't condemn me because I have more. I have my four gomer beged, four kanfois. I have taka five and six, but I have my four, so it's good. I'm a mechuyev betzitzis. Here too, I have my beged, which is midei vadetz kmidase, and there's extra. So there's extra. What's this? Utimulai the kuliyama kamanda isedami. Everybody holds that it's there. And therefore, when it comes to Merushalim, everybody agrees that if you do not misalik from the karka, it's possible. Oy bazoy, why does one man the yamba hold that I have five corners? The fifth corner is there, and that does not, that causes this beged not to be mechuyev betzitzis. Bishani hacha, the Rabbi Rachman Ashad Dechasim, I have a special extra gilui, an extra limud to tell you not only a four cornered garment, but even a five cornered garment is also mechuyev betzitzis. What is the other man, the yom, the other brayse do the chasuba? We bring the gazanya for brand new halacha. Or isim oisoi uschartim as kol mitzvos Hashem. You look at the tzitzis and you remember. That's only a person that can see the beged during the day. What about pajama? Pajamas, typically it's dark at night, so you cannot see it. So you're not mekaymer isim. Why you say pradlik susleiva? The pajama is taka potter min hatzitzis, and that's why most of us do not put tzitzis on our garments, on our pajamas, even if they happen to be arba kanfis. Most of them are not arba kanfis, but even if they would be arba kanfis, you wouldn't put tzitzis on. That's how Rashi learns over here. Susleiva talisu asuya susleiva, that this beged is meant for. Exis lila for pajama is peturim at tzitzis because there's no reisam oisoi at night. However, you notice that there's an asterisk of the Gilyan Ashas. The Gilyan Ashas says, look in Rashi, Menachas, and Daf Mem. And if you look up the Rashi over there, Rashi says, we're not talking about pajamas, we're talking about even a beged yoim that you're wearing balayla. So if you are taking your regular talis, and there are no tzitzis on the talis, or the tzitzis are not kosher for whatever reason, during the day, of course, hasashon, if it doesn't have proper tzitzis, you're being mevatel mitzvah aseh. But you could wear that very same talis at night, because at night it's a ksus laila, there's no reason moisai, and there wouldn't be an issue. So it's a machloikas between the two Rashis, lechoira, what the touch of ksus laila means, whether it means a pajama, or it means a ksus yoim that you're wearing at night. Anyway, so that's or isam moisa pratik ksus laila. Or any other pratik ksus suma. Maybe we're talking about a blind person that Rahman al-Salam cannot see that he is exempt from wearing tzitzis. Kishu oima ashet chasaba har ksus suma omor. We're including the ksus suma that even though the suma cannot see, also included. Freyti mor mani mekayim or isam moisa pratik ksus laila. Freyti mor maru isa l'rabai ksus suma l'hoitzi ksus laila. Maybe I should do the reverse. That tomorrow marbeni ksus suma shiyesha mar'iya eitzel acherim. This will be your classic Barry Teretz, and we're talking about Chefza and Gavra. In terms of this Chefza of the Ksus, for everybody else in the world, they're Mechuyev. Nebuch the Suma cannot see. But the tzitzis you're putting on the beged, you're not putting the tzitzis on the body of the person. So since this beged, for everybody else, is a beged ha-mechuyev tzitzis, even though he is a suma, it continues to be mechuyev. So what do I learn from Uri? So
he said, we're
not talking about the suma mitzvahs, that he's not allowed to go and wear a beged of arba kanfis without putting tzitzis on. Exactly. So that's why the suma is not allowed to wear such a beged that doesn't have on it tzitzis. The idach nafkalei me asher. The other one, how does he know this halacha about the ksus laila and lohoitzi the ksus suma? He said asher dechasimah. He could have said in the pasuk what's the lashon? Arba kasvin suscho shitachasiba was the asher tachasiba. The asher comes to be marv in this limud. And either asher leidoshi doesn't dash in the extra asher. Anyways, the bottom line is we thought that the shaila legabi merusholim shloi silkan, whether that's a kosher garment for this koyin or not, we thought it's totally in a machloikis. So Gemara is not totally in a machloikis. Everybody holds kiman the isei dami, and therefore the extra garment, the extra material on the bottom of the garment, passels the garment. But Rav says, I have an eitzah, and the eitzah is Avnet Megis guy is to go and lift it up by putting on the Avnet in a tight fashion.
How do we resolve the inconsistency of Megis guy's one and not the other?
The way we resolve the inconsistency is by saying that the Raisa on the Amud Aleph doesn't have two cases, Merushalim and Misulakim. It's one case, a Merushalim Shasilka Me'al Gabi Karka, and then it's kosher, says Rav, because by lifting it from the Karka through the use of the Avnate, it's as if Megis guys, as if they cut off the extra material.
We had Gemara of Sakhan that said every Pesach there was so much blood running in the Azara that it went up either to their ankles then, and necessarily. So if you can't, I mean, if blood is passes the Bedarim and Rechusha Bedarim, I'm just wondering, how did they handle it? There's so much blood, the blood is now encroaching on the Bedarim are stained with blood. At a certain point, the avodah is possible because with blood on the begadim, they're mechusar begadim.
Mitushtoshim. That's the top line. The Gemara said the mitushin, although our Rashi says betit. But later on, daf lamed, hey, we're going to learn that even if it's mitushtosh with blood or anything else, it makes a difference.
Right. So what do they do?
I have to assume that it was almost a masa nisim, because if they had daka the. They get all the way down the way they're supposed to, and the whole ritzpah of the Azara is full of blood, which is getting up to their ankles. So l'chayrit should go and make it all of it should be compost. Elamai, maybe that day they put the avni very tight and they lifted it above their ankles. But throughout the whole day, thousands and thousands of kabbalas going back and forth, and not a drop of blood should spill on anybody's beged. They had special siyata d'shmaya. Otherwise, l'chayra, every one of them would be possible in the middle of the avoida. There'd be blood coming, going, back and forth. If you go into a shlachta, the first thing they tell you to do is you put on a plastic garment all over. So you shouldn't get flecks all over. Shouldn't get spots all over. Tanurban. So now we're going to talk about a pasuk which appears numerous times in the Torah. Not the pasuk, but the description of the begadim of having bad. So for instance, you have v'lovish akoyin midei vad, v'miklas vad, yilushab sorai. You use the term bad. And this term bad is used fairly often in the Torah. The question is, what does this bad mean? So Gemara initially has four interpretations from the same word bad. Number one, bad shiyu al shalbutz. It should be made out of linen. We'll see in the Gemara shortly, how do I know that bad means linen? Bad shiyu chadoshim. She should be brand new. Where does it say in bad the word it's got to be new? We'll see mechim shal. Bad shiyu shizurim. That it should be twisted. Twisted means like the tzitzis that you have on your talis. That you see that it's not just a straight string, but it's twisted. That the chut should be kafel shisha, but it sits as kafel shmoina, but here it's kafel shisha. We'll see in the Gemara shortly what's that shisha. Good. Another thing. When you have your kohen doing the avodah, wearing the four begadim, he should not add an additional beged. He should not go and put on, for instance, a nice, beautiful Hermes tie. Even though it's very, very nice, it's very beautiful, but it should not be worn at the same time he's wearing his arba begot. Don't add additional levushim.
A wristwatch.
A wristwatch makes so much, but we're here talking about begot.
Don't even add to Yom Tov or Shabbos. You could add to Shabbos, but I mean, don't.
Kol Yasser cannot do that.
What's the Sukkot, right? We don't sit in the Sukkot an extra day because you don't want to.
Very good. Uri's bring a raya from the fact that we don't sit on Sukkot, for instance, on Simchas Torah. Why not? She shouldn't be over Baltoisif. So you don't want to be Baltoisif by adding an additional bacon. Good. The Gemara is going to learn this bad, not also Baltoisif. The Gemara is going to learn the bad, that the word bad means like levad. Levad means alone. Since it's alone, don't add anything to it. It's alone, the only way you're supposed to do it. Shalayil bash shalchol imon, don't wear a beg shalchol imon. If it's a very pretty beg shalchol, don't wear it in addition to the four begot. Good. For instance, if it's cold that day in the Beis Hamikdash, don't wear a sweater on top. Don't be loy b'shulchan limon. Amli Abay Rav Yosef. Bishlam Shihu Shul But Hakamashlan Butz in Midechrin Aloy. I understand what the pshat in this brice is. It's coming to tell you it should be butz, meaning linen. Don't make it out of wool. Don't make it out of synthetics. It's got to be made out of butz. But now your second drush you said was Ba'ad Shihu Chadoshim. You're telling me it's got to be brand new. If it's worn out, it's no good. But Tanya, we learn in the Braisa back on the Amid Aleph, Mishu Chokim Ark Shayim. We had the list of Merushalim and Sulukim Sulakin, and then it said also the case of Mishu Chokim. Mishu Chokim means that they are worn out. It's kosher, and you're telling me this drasha chadashim. Amalei l'tamach. Let me ask you another question. Bad shichutan kofel shisha. Bad. Chad l'chude mashmar. The word bad sounds like that it's one bad. Bad meaning that it's only one material, one yarn, one thread. Like the word livad. Here you're telling me it's shizurim, then by definition you're twisting it, you're adding more. And in fact you're adding up to six, like the Gemara said. Kofu shisha. L'chayra, chad l'chude mashmar. Elohochi karma. You have to learn the brayis a little bit differently. It's not that we learned bad, it's got to be butz. Bad, it's got to be chadoshim. Bad, it's got to be shizurim. Bad, it's got to be chutun kafel. Bad, no levishas choil. No. You have one time bad from which I'm learning hochik omer. The godim shenebe v'hen bad. Anytime the Torah says mechnasei vad or midoy vad, it's got to be tzrichin chihu shel butz, chadoshim, shizurim, sheik chutun kafel shisha. That bad is telling you it has to have all of these requirements, but not that I'm learning it from the mashmois of the word bad, but rather these are the requirements for all the big dekuna. Yesh men la mitzvah, yesh men la akid. Some of them are the mitzvah, meaning like mitzvah mena mufchar, and some of them, because I learned it specifically from psukim, they are me'akid. Which one is la mitzvah? La mashal, the chadoshim. The reason why it's la mitzvah is because zeke levan veyu. Anytime you do a mitzvah, you always want it to be beautiful, linoy, so l'chpasen, it should be. That too. So that's the mitzvah. The la'akiv is the other drashas on ma'akiv. And not all of them do I learn from this pasuk. Some of them I learn from other psukim. For instance, you add chutun kafel shisha, doesn't bad sound like it's only supposed to be one and not multiple? Says Rashi from Gemara Masechtas Yuma that I learned from another pasuk, because the pasuk often says about it that it's got to be sheish. What's my sheish? Sheish also means linen, but I already said michtasei vad. So sheish comes to tell you that it's going to be chutan kafel shisha, that you go and take the strands, the threads of the linen, and your kafel shisha, you go and twist it by taking together six strands in one. If I'm not mistaken, somebody else says maybe the Tois is Bala Sakenim, so maybe the Balatunim says that the word bad is bigamatria beis and dalet, also equals six. But anyway, bottom line is, some of them are I learned from psukim, either this pasuk from bad, or another pasuk from sheish, those attack him akev, and then there are also requirements which are lehidur mitzvah, that it should be chadoshim, it should be brand new.
That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line. Very good. So to my shkoyach, Dr. Gofar, be cooking with guests. Shali's not here, unfortunately. Yeah. Says Shali shulchos shaloi. His and yours are outside. So to my the high bad kisnahu. You start off the bad means butz. Butz means that it's linen. How do you know bad means linen? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, tova oilim in a karka bad bivad. Something that comes out from the karka. One. The word bat looks like stalk, shkoyach, one stalk alone. In other words, Rashi says, kona yechidi, as it comes out from the karka, the way linen, the way flax grows, each has an individual stalk coming out of the ground. Aha, so therefore you know it's gotta be bat. It's gotta be the kisna, it's gotta be butz, linen. Frankimara, ema, imra. Maybe it's referring to imra, because the wool on the back of the sheep, also each piece of wool, each strand of wool comes out from one follicle, and therefore each one is on its own like a separate thread. Says Rashi, says the Gemara, imra miftzel. If you look very carefully at the strand of thread of the wool, then in fact miftzel, it is composed of a number of strands and threads, and you can go and pull one strand out of the multiple strands. So in other words, it's not really bad, it's in fact a mixture of threads. Each thread that comes out from the back of the animal, in fact, is several threads. The same thing applies to flax. That also you don't just go and take the stalk and put it into the beged. Also you're going to make it into multiple threads. That's not naturally multiple threads. It's only after you process it. Lukusim, you get a poor patch. You bang it with a couple of instruments, then it's going to, the flax will divide into numerous threads. But that's not the way it grows. Mashain came the back of the animal, apparently go and do an experiment. Next time you're in Central Park Zoo, you go to the petting zoo, go and pet one of the sheep, and see whether the wool on the outside, whether it's miftzel, it's in fact multiple hairs, each one that comes out of each follicle in the back of the animal. Good. So how do I know again that bad means kisna? Because bad sounds like bivad, each one individual, levad, a separate kon yechidi. I'm sorry?
That's how it grows.
And that's how it grows, exactly. Ravina Omamiyacha, I don't need to come on to pshatim in what bad means. I have a pasuk in Yechazkel. It's in Yechazkel, parim pishtim yu al roisham. The migboys, they should go and be made out of pishtim. And Michla say, pishtim yu al masneim, lo yachkeru bayoza. So I see from the fact that it says very clearly, pishtim, pishtim, and I know it's made out of linen. It's Omer Ravashi Ravina, who ad the osi Yechazkel minolan. After all, they started making big tikkunah before Yechazkel was born. They didn't have Yecheskel yet. How do they know it's got to be made out of Pishtim? Let me ask you back rhetorically. The following passage doesn't appear in the Torah, it appears in Yecheskel. That called ben Necher Aralev, the Oral Basel Yoveel Mikdashi. If you happen to be an Aralev, Aralev means that you're a bad guy, or you happen to be an Oral Basar, which means Shemesu Echman Machlas Mila, it makes a difference. Don't come to Bismigish to go and do any Avoidah in that, if you're in that form. Now the Torah doesn't say that. How do we know? Actually, Boy Yecheskel Minolet. El Gemar Gemila. We knew it. Halach L'Moish Misina. We had the Kabbalah. But Yecheskel Asmuchi Akrot. Yecheskel now codified it by putting it beferish in the Pasik. Hachanami, the same thing applies to the Bad, that we knew already all along that it means Pishtan. Aye, we didn't have a beferish of Pasik. Gemar Gemila. And afterwards came Yecheskel Asmuchi Akrot. He put it into the Pasik. Fine. Now, at the end of this Pasik, we said, Le'yachkeru Beyoza. What is the definition of Le'yachkeru Beyoza?
Yes.
The word, yeah, sure. The word Yachkeru is from Lashon Choyger or Chagor. Chagor means a belt. What does it mean by Yoza? Amrabayu Le'yachkeru B'mokim Shemezian. So you have to take the word Yoza and really interpose the letters and make it Zeya instead of Yoza. And make sure when you're putting on the belt, the Avnet, don't put it on a Mokim Zeya, where a person has a lot of sweat. Kidasanya, kishem choygen, you're putting on the abdomen. Ein choygen le lamatim masein. Don't put it lower than the waist. Lo lamal miatzilein, and not higher than your elbows. Ela kineyatziliyadein, rather it should be on the waist with the elbows end, which is basically more or less the same. Why? Because you're afraid that if you're going to do it too low or too high, particularly too high, it's going to get close to the armpits, or it's going to get close to where. Exactly. Even besides the armpits, because you don't get the armpits unless you get close to the shoulders.
If
you have the chest, and you have the arms of the person that normally are folded against the chest, so therefore, even though the main sweat is on the armpits, but even below that, until your arm ends, where you have the arm going to the body, you have the potential of sweat, and therefore, make it below or connected until you then. Amravashi, Omli Hunas.
Hatzorah.
Yeah, this week's Haftarah. Omer Rashi, why is it this week's Haftarah? Because we've got Emel Kahana Bnei Aharon, we're talking about all the mitzvahs kuhuna. Shkoyach, Dr. Goldfarb. Omer Rashi, Omli Huna Bainosin, Huna Bainosin told me the following fascinating story. What was the fascinating story? Zim Nechoda Havak Im Nekami De Izgader Malka. I was standing in front of the Melech, his name was Izgader, and he was a Persian king. I was wearing my belt, the tisaya nihile, and it was somewhat elevated. It wasn't down on the waist like it should be. It was high waisted. Oh, very good. That's how I was wearing it. Now the Melech saw me, and what did he do? And he said to me, the Pasuk, you, Klal Yisrael, and particularly Huna Barnasan, who must have been a very great individual, Mamlech is Kehan of a Goy Kodesh Ksir Bechu. And therefore, what did he do? I think I may have skipped a line. V'have midli li haminoi v'tisai nihile. What he did was, he went, my haminoi, my belt had been elevated, and he adjusted it by lowering it, so now it should be connected at the other, it shouldn't be so high. And he said, by having it too high, you are violating this pasuk, because you're putting your belt in a mokim zeya. You got to go and treat yourself with due respect. You're a holy nation.
Is God the new Gemara?
I'm sorry?
This king knew the halacha?
I guess so. And when he came in front of Amemar, Amalei, see, Amemar told him, Huna Barnasan, it's a fascinating story, Amalei Akayim Mecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim, or this king was Mekayim with you, that the kings are going to be like your uman, like your workers, people that are working for you. In other words, you were standing there, he helped you out in adjusting your belt, it's like a tailor going and adjusting your garments, so the melech was your uman, he was the adjuster for your garments, and it should be properly the way they're supposed to be.
Another
have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.